This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody
Donald Trump firmly rebuked NATO leaders to their faces on Thursday. His message, spend more on defense.
But 23 of the 28 member nations are still not paying what they should be paying and what they are supposed to be paying for their defense. This is not fair to the people and taxpayers of the United States.
It was an extraordinarily blunt message to European leaders, many of whom appeared uncomfortable with being lectured. Some smirked as the president delivered his remarks. Trump has a rocky relationship with NATO, which he once called obsolete. He's since walked back that statement, but his Thursday comments show he is still willing to criticize the defense alliance, especially on terrorism.
2% is the bare minimum for confronting today's very real and very vicious threats. If NATO countries made their full and complete contributions, then NATO would be even stronger than it is today. Especially from the threat of terrorism.
This week's Manchester concert bombing is a deadly reminder of that terror threat. The attack also exposed rifts between U.S. and European intelligence officials. Britain stopped sharing intelligence about the attacks with the United States after American media published details of the investigation not yet released by London. British Prime Minister Theresa May chastised the United States for the leaks, even while insisting the overall intelligence-sharing relationship remains strong.
Of course, that partnership is built on trust, and part of that trust is knowing that intelligence can be shared confidently. And I will be making clear to President Trump today that intelligence that is shared between law enforcement agencies must remain secure.
In a statement, Trump called the leaks deeply troubling and vowed he would get to the bottom of the situation. Meanwhile, across Britain Thursday, a moment of silence for the victims of the Manchester attack. And here at the heavily guarded NATO meeting, there are promises from officials that they are renewing their commitment to fighting terrorism.
Well, what do you think? You know, what are your thoughts about the president and his stand to NATO? Of course, Secretary of State Tillerson had met with NATO, last month, and pretty much said the same thing, and they all seem to take it in stride. Of course, now the media wants to exercise themselves because it's Donald Trump now reminding the leaders, hey, you got to pay up. I mean, these numbers, 23 of 28, are you kidding me? And I like the way the president framed this, that it's not fair to the American people. It is not. I mean, this is, you know, kind of the mentality that goes round and round that needs to be adjusted even within the body politic of Americans. I mean, the thing is that it's the haves and the have-nots. You know, this idea, well, they can afford it and, you know, let them pay for it. I mean, this keeps going back on the same people over and over again, you know, in much the same way, you know, and I feel for the millennials that every time they talk, because it's such the biggest, you know, age group that is growing and coming to play here in America, that everybody's starting to look at them. And I don't think that they even quite realize this because some of this stuff is subtle. Because here they are. I mean, last time I checked in their paycheck, Scott, they're paying Social Security, right? And who are they paying? I mean, what is their chances of getting it after the government, the people that they have elected, have opened up the lockbox and have taken all the money?
Well, my whole life, ever since I knew what Social Security was, I've been told that I'm probably not going to have it. So
I mean,
I've done my whole life just thinking that, you know what, that's not going to be there for me. I better figure something out.
I know, but then as if that's not enough, then basically what it does, it turns into a tax. And so now you got all these other taxes, and then you realize you have all this other liability as a result of the elected officials, but you've been conditioned most of your working life that money that they've been taking out of your paycheck every month, don't expect to see it. Really? I mean, if this isn't a Ponzi scheme, I don't know what is, but you get me all amped up over that stuff. That's a whole nother discussion. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Megan Barth coming up next right here. Stay right where you are.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and coming to us live from Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's being reported there's a credible Islamic State propaganda video featuring short clip of the Las Vegas Strip puts the city on high alert. Megan Barth, how are we doing? I hope you're being safe out there.
I mean,
don't be going after any jihadis here, okay? Just keep your eyes open. You know, I know you. Doggone it. You know, take it easy. All right?
That's right. And I had a follower on Twitter, at Reagan Babe, alert me to this latest news also coming out of Vegas. There are billboards, at least three of them, that have been constructed along the 15, which runs parallel to the Strip.
Right.
And it is a pro-Islam billboard that says making America great. It says making America great with love, compassion, and mercy, 877-YISLAM.org.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this pro-Islamic message. How are we going? Is making America great according with love, compassion, and mercy? Is that what we just saw in Manchester?
No, not at all. Or what we've seen in the previous terrorist attacks. I don't know if this is the new Muslim narrative as a result of Donald Trump talking to the 50 leaders there in Riyadh, or if it's another one of the taqiyya acts that Muslims have been known for.
Well, that's right. And this morning, according to breaking news. In Egypt, once again, Christians are targeted on the first day of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorists opened fire on a bus carrying Coptic Christians near Cairo, at least 24 dead and 25 injured. And, you know, I know, I understand, and also in the Philippines, Duterte has instituted martial law because in Marawi, in the Philippines, it was invaded by ISIS terrorists and over 21 died. And you can't find that in the headlines. Why? Because it's Islam and the press doesn't want to expose the bloody nature of the death cult. Just much like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton refused to identify the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And Britain, we still have leaders in Britain saying it was the Brits' fault. Well, no, actually, it was the progressive leaders in Britain that allow thousands of jihadists to walk amongst their citizenry. And if the primary duty of the government isn't to protect your citizens, then what is it?
Exactly. And not to mention back here at home, let's recall what Barack Obama did with the, with the Mexican gang and, in letting, I want to say M13,
MS-13
gang members. And what have they done to the city that they were released to?
Well, that's right. At least 16 MS-13 gang members came up through the border. They weren't detained. Instead, they were put in juvenile detention homes throughout the country and then released into the public.
And the anecdotal response from the arresting officers there, as they were letting him out, they said, like they talked to one guy, he says, yeah, I sell drugs. My family is here. We're going to continue to sell drugs. And they had to let him go. I mean, this is how idiotic this has become. Thank you very much. The very liberal, progressive left, what they have done to this country, what they're doing to your families, ladies and gentlemen. This is why this is such an outrage. But, you know, if your head is in the sand and you're not paying attention, then guess what? They're going to continue to have their way with us. This has been the case in point for at least the last 8 years. So when is enough enough, you know? And what happened in Manchester, Megan, I could only hope, and a couple of our listeners have said, is this it? Will this be the end of it? Will this be what it takes to get everybody to rally around and eradicate this evil that's running rampant, combined with what President Trump said? I thought what he said was very clarion, you know, to the Muslim leaders and to the Muslim, you know, and to the Muslim followers, you know, in using, even quoting the Quran and saying, drive them out of your places of worship, drive them out of your communities. You know, the responsibility is on the Muslim community. If they really want to be perceived like that billboard, as a religion that has mercy and love and peace at their, as their vanguard, then you need to demonstrate that. And you need to drive the evil out of your communities and your places of worship.
Well, and Theresa May now has basically instituted martial law. It's the highest terror threat that our country has only used once prior. And what this means is that they have militarized units all throughout the city. Well, why don't they use these militarized units to go into the mosques?
Yes.
The ones that are breeding the hate. The ones that are preaching the hate, the ones that are radicalizing the youth as young as six. Instead, they just are simply patrolling the inevitable. Mm-hmm. They are condoning the inevitable. It is said that the first day of Ramadan is always the bloodiest, and the month of Ramadan is always the bloodiest. And so they can expect multiple terrorist attacks. According to the video released by ISIS, Las Vegas is not the only city listed in their target for further terrorist attacks. And the terrorists specifically blew up an Ariana Grande concert because they want to wipe out future generations of infidels. Mm-hmm. And what better way to do it than to start with the children?
Exactly. Well, look at whether it's America, the world community. This was Trump's call. You got to take a stand. I mean, where is your line in the sand? And I got to tell you also, Megan, speaking of Theresa May, and I don't blame her for chastising the president, because this administration has really, I know they're embarrassed by the leaks that occurred. And you could tell she was bruised over the leaking. But this administration has been the most, you know, I don't know what or did they hire a bunch of plumbers or something? I mean, or they need to hire some plumbers or something to seal up these leaks here. This is ridiculous. How embarrassing the president of the United States has to answer, you know, to these people that are just doing everything they can to undermine this this Democratic Republic.
Well, I find it interesting that the Democrats are chasing a big nothing burger related to the collusion or whatever they're claiming now, or maybe it's obstruction of justice, when all of this has been denounced in congressional testimony by Democrats as well as Brennan and Clapper. But
exactly.
They want to continue investigating the nothing because they don't want to investigate the leaks. Why aren't the Democrats crying for a special counsel to investigate the leakers? Do we even have an investigation going on into the leaks? Because the fact is that the leaks are the felonies.
That's the crime. Exactly.
One, that's the crime. So why aren't we investigating the evidence of crime?
Right.
Where are the calls for the investigation into the leaks? They're not being done by the Democrats. Why? Because it helps them.
Well, this has been driven by the mainstream media. You got to call it for what it is. I mean, the Democrats have so much space, but boy, I'll tell you, again, the mainstream media is carrying the Democratic Party's water, and they've been driving this deal. And so what do they got? They got a special prosecutor, not because there was a crime committed, Megan. It was to shut the people up. That's why McCabe rolled over on this. You know, he knows it's a nothing burger. But here it is. We're going to spend all this money, all the people's money, in order to shut the Democrats and the media up. To be continued. More from Megan Barth, the founder of ReaganBabe.com. It is 15 after the top of the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
These leaders voice concerns we all share about ISIS, about Iran's rising ambitions and rolling back its gains, and about the menace of extremism that has spread through too many parts of the Muslim world. I'm encouraged that they pledge cooperation to confront terrorism and the hateful ideology that drives it so hard. America welcomes the action and support of any nation willing to do the hard but vital work in eradicating the violent ideologies that have caused so much needless bloodshed and killing here and all over the world. You come right in, into all my brokenness, into all my hopelessness.
Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. It's about 20 minutes after the top of the hour right now. As Megan said, tonight is actually the first night of Ramadan. It starts with a day of fasting. Maybe we get these Muslim terrorists here, if I can say that, with all due respect, to fast from destroying and hurting people. In killing, I mean, and also, as being reported, is that, we had the attack on the Coptic Christians there on an Egyptian bus, 26 reported dead, 25 wounded after the attack. And, British authorities believe a Manchester terror cell may have a second explosive. So needless to say, they remain on high alert. And the other story that you need to be on top of, Megan, which was quite interesting here, was Montana Republican Gianfort wins the House seat after body slamming a reporter. So he was able to overcome that crisis management issue that he put upon himself.
Well, that's right. Let's take this in a couple pieces. So in London or Manchester, for example, progressive policies have allowed, on the bloodied altar, once again, of multiculturalism and diversity, the progressive mantra has allowed thousands of jihadists known to the government to walk amongst their citizenry. Now, I would thought that the primary duty of any government is to protect its citizens, not harbor terror.
Well, and especially when you take
Birmingham.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Just a minute, Megan. You especially think that they're going to be there to protect you when they take away any way for you to defend yourself. OK.
They take away any way to defend yourself by charging you with the canard, the care created canard of Islamophobia.
Yes.
And over in London, in the UK, they have hate speech laws, but specifically hate speech against Islam. So anyone of their citizens that might criticize Islam or have fear related to the jihadists walking amongst them in Sharia no-go zones, which are free to establish themselves, which are basically no-go zones for the police. We have this Islamization of not only Europe, but of the UK, whereby in the UK, the most popular name given to newborn baby boys is Muhammad.
Wow.
And so what Britain has done is allow this death cult to be protected by not only establishing no-go zones, but by labeling anybody that questions Islam or has a concern related to terrorism to be charged with hate speech.
Well,
the progressive leaders of the UK have blood on their hands. Wherever terror may or have occurred throughout their country, whether it's Angela Merkel, whether it's Macron in France, whether it's here on our soil, the 16 terrorist attacks that we suffered on our soil under Barack Obama, who he labeled climate change as a greater threat to America than terrorism. As he labeled Fort Hood, workplace violence and not an act of terror. Progressives are married to jihadists. They protect jihadists in the name of diversity and multiculturalism, and this has to be identified, called out, and stopped.
Is this a crazy symbiotic relationship between these two?
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you wrote about it, right, in your piece on ReaganBabe.com?
Yes, it's called Progressives and Jihadists, a Multicultural Matrimony of Cultural Genocide.
And we, the people here in America, the people across the pond throughout Europe, are paying a big price for this as the leaders who were called out by Donald Trump. It was not only a call to the Muslim community and the Muslim leaders, but dare I say to all those multicultural progressives that you're talking about, Megan?
Well, right. And Angela Merkel takes to the stage yesterday. I think it was in Berlin as Barack Obama was there speaking behind a wall, huge wall, as Barack Obama is constructing a wall around his mansion in Washington, D.C. Angela Merkel and both Barack Obama basically said walls, you know, aren't good for an open society. This comes from Angela Merkel, who at Christmas, a bus was driven through the Christmas market, slaughtering many innocent Germans. A pregnant lady on a train was macheted to death by an Islamic refugee in Germany. And the list goes on and on. This is what her open borders, open society policy has created in Germany. We have a mayor in London by the name of Khan, the first Muslim mayor. And let me point this out, as the demographics grow in the Muslim populations throughout any land, they are going to start to take over city councils, counties, parliament, government. And so we have Mayor Khan, the first first Muslim mayor of London, basically saying, you know, terrorism is just par and parcel of a big city.
Right.
Well, I'm old enough to remember, as you are, Bill, that that was never just commonplace. Terror wasn't common. Terror was relegated to, oh, guess what, Muslim third world hellhole. And that's where it needs to stay.
So what happens to the queen when everything goes Sharia? Because you've already got Sharia being practiced in the UK. You have Sharia courts, unbelievably. And as you mentioned, these no-go zones that, of course, when I was talking with a reporter in Paris, she goes, we don't have no-go zones. I mean, she really took offense to it. I said, well, I don't know what you call it, but this is what your own publications have been calling it. And guess what? Here in America, we have no-go zones too. I mean, there's some areas that the police go, hey, we're not going to go in there. We're not going to risk our lives. We know it's a killing field. We'll just go there after it's all said and done and go and retrieve the bodies. That's what we'll do.
Well, yeah, if you look at the murder rate in Chicago, I mean,
yeah,
that's basically a no-go zone, but it is not of Muslim origin.
No.
Muslims have certain protections that governments provide them. Why? I don't know. Ask any progressive, and they will say, well, it's multiculturalism. It's diversity. Well, no-go zones have allowed this terror network to grow in the UK, as well as Antwerp, Belgium, where Belgium now is probably one of the largest Muslim populations and one of the most dangerous. Never used to be before, but guess what? Muslim immigration. I realize that not all terrorists are Muslims, but all Muslims aren't terrorists, but
right,
all terrorists seem to be Muslim males around the age of 23.
Well, the evidence is so empirical. It is staring us in the face. And, you know, Main Street America, just for one section of the world, and I'm sure throughout the UK, there are people having tea this morning and going, what are we doing? How can we embrace multiculturalism? Our children are being killed in the name of multiculturalism. When is enough enough, Megan Barth?
Well, it always, there's that saying, God save the queen. It's not Allah save the queen. So
no.
We'll see if progressive leaders finally pull their heads out of the you-know-what to save their country and protect their citizenry.
Interesting you should say God save the queen. That was what was going to be my next point, is that who is going to save the queen?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can only save themselves, but they have
yep.
to wake up.
There it is. Megan Barth, as always, great to have you with us. Megan is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com and, of course, now ReaganBabe.com, and a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks so much, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Cochlear. Baby boomers are suffering from hearing loss in record numbers across the United States, but many let their condition go untreated. Approximately one-third of Americans between ages 65 and 74, and nearly half of those over age 75, experience hearing loss, but nearly 70% do not use a hearing aid. Additionally, nearly 2 million Americans could be candidates for cochlear implant technology, but only 5% of those who could benefit from it have been treated. Dr. Daniel Zeitler is a neurotologist and skull-base surgeon at Virginia Mason Medical Center.
Many baby boomers are experiencing hearing loss that could be treated with cochlear implant technology, the only proven technology for those with hearing loss in the severe to profound range. Medicare, most insurance plans, and often Medicaid cover cochlear implants. It's so important that anyone with hearing loss talk to their doctor about the treatment options that may be available to improve and maintain their quality of life.
For more information, visit cochlear.com/US.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, it reminds you that sometimes you just have to look up. And if there was ever a time that this country needed to look up, it is now. With all the insanity going all about, and as we talked with Megan Barth, where you got progressives and multiculturalists pushing an agenda that is killing their very people, is absolutely idiotic. And I know people are sitting there at home in their kitchens having a cup of coffee and going, how can this be? But this is the America that we live in. And our next guest, Scott Mann, the former Lieutenant Colonel Green Beret, CEO of Mission America, author of the best-selling novel Game Changers. He spent 23 years in the Army Special Forces as a career involved in foreign internal defense, counterinsurgency, stability missions, served in the special operations for over 18 years, been a Green Beret for over 15 years in combat deployments in Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Panama, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, really put this in perspective, which you have to appreciate about Scott Mann. We're talking about, he's probably less than one half of 1% of all Americans that have been in the situations that he has been in to fight and support the liberties that we believe in and that many in this country take for granted that do not understand. We owe Scott Mann such a debt of gratitude and honor for what he and Green Berets and those who have served our country have done on our behalf. And I will say this, that Scott is one of only He is the only one of the only former lieutenant colonels that is actively involved still in the day-to-day transition of Green Berets from active duty into civilian life. So this gives you an even clearer idea of Scott's heart. Scott, good to have you with us. Appreciate you coming on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on. I wish it was, under better circumstances with the recent Manchester thing.
Right.
One just really exciting note I wanted to share with you. Just this weekend, we announced the repurposing of our nonprofit Mission America to
the Hero's Journey,
where we help warriors find their voice and tell their story in transition. And we're really excited about it. It's Memorial Day. What a great time for warriors to be telling their stories.
That is a great time, and I appreciate that. Scott, again, what people need to remember, you having gone through all the experiences that you've gone through, we've got Ramadan starting tonight. This is an annual event. We know that with Ramadan comes even more terrorist activity and killing that takes place. We just had the situation in Egypt that's being reported, where we have Coptic Christians that were attacked on a bus. Welcome to Ramadan. So we need to keep our head on a swivel. We need to be aware of what is going on, especially in light of what happened in the UK. They're thinking there's another bomb on the loose that could be detonated, and why not? It's the season there, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, actually, Bill, I write about this in my first book, Game Changers, which I really would love to see people get their hands on, because it's a straight talk about this threat that we're in. But ISIS in particular, Bill, the game has changed, and they have a very prophetic methodology. They believe in the apocalypse, and their job is to try to usher in a holy war. They really are actively trying to do that by continuing to poke the bear in the eye. That's us. And coming after kids is going to be their next play. And so as we watch what has happened in Manchester, I really hope we can set the political correctness aside and learn from our mistakes, because ISIS and Al-Qaeda are not going to let up. They are going to accelerate their targeting tempo against us.
Exactly. Well, and here, what happened in Manchester as well, Scott, it kind of inspires them, to continue on with, these kind of incidents, these kind of alleged lone wolf types of activity. You had this young man calling his mother, apologizing before all this, and this no doubt was a family affair, because you've got the brothers arrested. The father is now, I believe, is still being detained. So this is not only a young man that was radicalized. This was an entire family, it seems.
Yeah, Bill, this is something I need your help with, and I think we really need to spread the word on this. And you know this better than most, but I really believe here at home, we have got to move away from, and I'm not calling you out here, but like the lone wolf ISIS-inspired designation, where law enforcement and political leaders actually diminish the caliber and scope of the attack by calling it that. This is ISIS 7.0. This is Al-Qaeda 7.0. The new attacks that we're going to see are going to come, likely, from people who are here legally, who have been radicalized, marginalized, and inspired and trained right here in the U.S., and they have access and placement to the targets that they seek. And this is not, this is not a lesser form of terror. This is the new face of terror, and it lets them get closer to us, into our lives, more than ever before.
Well, why not, Scott? We've become a breeding ground. Listen to the cultural, dialogue that's going on, the way American values are being torn down. We just talked earlier this week with Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks, his new book called Rise and Decline. And what he does is he takes four major empires and talks about their life cycle and what they go through. And one of the first things that's a key indicator to the decline historically and looking back is an abandonment of foundation principles.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's a leadership problem. If you look at our institutional leaders, Bill, on both sides of the aisle, they are fomenting instability in this country by advancing in-group and out-group behavior and identity politics.
Yes, exactly.
No one is actually leading on the issues anymore. No one is leading on principle. It's all on identity, which this country is actually founded as a counter to that.
Exactly.
And you're right. I mean, this is a leadership issue, and I don't necessarily buy into the fact that we're doomed. I believe we can restore trust in this country, but it's going to take your listeners leading from the bottom and us demanding change from our leaders with titles in order to do that. And it's going to, I mean, we're in the short rows here. We don't have a lot of time.
Exactly. It is, you know, to your point, Scott, this has become a tribal effect that has taken place. And this tribal effect that is going on throughout this country right now is dismantling the United States of America one brick at a time, one aspect of society at a time. We are undivided. I mean, this is what, for those of us who have been in the military, understand very quickly that everything becomes green. There is only one color, and this is what happens, and it starts with the most basic of concepts, not to put any inordinate pressure or anything else, as if you don't have already when you go through boot camp. It's all about uniting the forces, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, Sebastian Younger was absolutely right in his book Tribe, where he talks about this. But it is, you know, I study this type of behavior a lot, Bill. I mean, as a Green Beret, we go into these rough, trust-depleted areas, and one of the things that you see where ISIS and Al-Qaeda set up shop is they rely on marginalized communities where identity drives everything. So you have in-groups and out-groups that are split over status and resource scarcity, and that's where we all come from. We default to that. Mm-hmm. But we've built a country over the last several hundred years that actually bridges beyond that, and we've got an identity that basically says, out of many come one. It's a bridging mentality, but
exactly.
We're abandoning it now in favor of going back to tribal behavior. And if we don't show some leadership from the inside out, we're going to go back where we came from.
Without a doubt. Colonel, the question of your column, how close are we to having Manchester here?
We're within a year. If we don't start engaging communities and working with resilient leaders inside these communities to ferret these people out, we're within a year of a strike like this in the United States.
Well, I believe there needs to be some backing of those words that Donald Trump gave to those 50 Muslim leaders to drive them out. And that needs to be the clarion call in the streets of America by we the people. Drive them out. It is up to the Muslim community, if they want to be a part of a peaceful America, that they need to participate in this focus and this objective. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann has been with us. Colonel, thank you so much. Always great to have you with us.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
We
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
The name above all names. The name that one day all will bend a knee to, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, what a powerful name. The name of Jesus. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, I tell you, we got a real special guest that we're going to talk with here. Aaron Smalley, who serves as the program manager of Marriage Ministries at Focus on the Family, is with us. In this role, she develops and oversees initiatives that prepare individuals for marriage, strengthen and nurture existing marriages, and helps couples in marital crisis. But we're going to be talking about couples who are engaged. And did you know there are things that you should never say to an engaged couple, believe it or not? Maybe you never thought about it. Or maybe when you got disinvited from the wedding, maybe you figured, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. A little late. Aaron Smalley, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. I definitely have appreciated your writings over the years and your husband, Gary. What you have contributed, to families and to marriages, I just want to say up front that you are such a blessing to the Christian community. And not only Christian, because I can tell you there are a lot of people in the secular world that have read your advice and say, whoa, they know what they're talking about.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Bill. We appreciate that.
All right, let's help our audience staying out of trouble. I mean, what things, should we be sensitive about, in terms of what we say and or not say to an engaged couple?
Yeah, there's a young gal who's engaged that's part of our PR team at Focus on the Family, and we were chatting with her one day, and she said, you would just not believe the things that people have said to me while I've been engaged, and to her fiancé as well, and we were just laughing at the things that people say. And just to preface all of it, I know that people aren't saying it just to be simply rude or cruel. Often we say these things and we don't even realize what we're saying. Simple things like, say goodbye to your wallet.
Yes.
Say goodbye to your free time. When's the ball and chain going to when are you going to get your ball and chain? or even things like marriage isn't meant to make you happy, but to make you holy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are, like the last one is true. However, mm-hmm. when you're talking to a young engaged couple,
right.
maybe we could throw some excitement in.
You know, it is amazing, Aaron, you know, that these sayings, I mean, they were around when I was growing up, and the fact that they still keep going through, it's like, you know, in the name of political correctness and all that good stuff, why did that linger on? You know, why is that still around? And I know who you're talking about. In fact, I was kind of teasing her because she had taken her her fiancé to the emergency room. I guess they thought he broke his ankle. And I was teasing her, and I said, well, why did you trip him? So that's probably needs to be added to that list, the things you shouldn't say, right?
That's right. Tripping your fiancé would not be at the top of the list.
Yeah, that, and thank God he didn't do that as he was carrying you across the portal there, right?
That's right. That's for sure. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just great to evaluate what message are you sending about marriage. And I know for Greg and I, too, as we travel around and we teach marriage events and marriage seminars, that we want to be very clear that marriage is the most wonderful gift that God gave us. In Malachi, it's clear. It says God made marriage, not man. Mm-hmm. So God gave marriage to us as a gift.
Yes.
And, you know, we really need to send that message to especially the next generation who isn't marrying at the same rate, that marriage is awesome. Marriage is wonderful. Marriage is amazing. You know, sure, there's going to be challenges in your marriage. However, this is the greatest thing I ever chose to do.
Exactly. Well, let me take pause here for just a minute because I want to make sure that I'm not messing our listeners' heads up because I misspoke and I mentioned the name Gary. Of course, that is your father-in-law who passed away that everybody loved so dearly and the legacy that you and your husband, Greg, continue. In fact, I spoke with Greg several months back, and so I want to correct that because some people are going, What are you talking about, Gary? This is Aaron with Greg, okay? All right, so now that we have the parties together, forgive me.
You are not alone in that because that happens all the time, and I actually smile when it happens because, of course, just mentioning his name makes me smile.
Well, thank you for your grace, but yes, Gary Smalley had such a incredible mm-hmm. legacy and what mm-hmm. you two have been able to carry on. And for you to be, you know, to come into this, to be, mm-hmm. you know, to marry into this family has just got to be an incredible blessing for you.
Sure is. And, you know, having him, Greg and I are hitting our 25th wedding anniversary Tuesday.
Yeah.
And so to have had the opportunity to be in this family with my father-in-law, he passed away a year ago. Yeah. You know, what a gift and what an honor. He taught me so much and influenced us so much, influenced my husband, obviously. And, you know, his legacy does continue on.
Exactly. Well, I say that, you know, lucky for you, but lucky for them, you know, that they had you, too. You know, so it's a two-way street.
Well,
here.
Thank
so,
you.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, I want to make sure I dig myself out of this hole. You know, Scott's going, put the shovel down, Bill. Put the shovel down.
But that's what a lot of people are saying after they talk to an engaged couple, too.
Yes, exactly.
You know, eventually you're going to be lonely in marriage. Really?
Yeah.
That's another opportunity to pick up the shovel.
Yeah, and we're so casual because the thing is for an engaged couple, what do we want to bless them. We don't want to curse them. But we don't even realize that these casual words that have been in our culture for years and they're so casually thrown out there, it's not a blessing. It's a curse. You know, oh, that ball and chain. I mean, how is that a blessing?
Right. And I think, again, that often we're not aware of the messages we're sending.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Hebrews 13:4 says marriage should be honored by all. So what are we doing to honor marriage, to encourage others to marry, to also honor this institution that was created by God?
Mm-hmm.
And so I know for me, there's times I say things and I had no idea that I was saying something that was you know, dishonoring marriage.
Exactly. Well, you know, and it's bad enough that everywhere in our culture today, Aaron, as you know, whether it's movies, the music that we incidentally run into in the secular world, books, on and on, this culture, I mean, we are at a true cultural war with these issues. And I appreciate you coming on to bring this out, because I think that we all are having a Salem moment and understanding, and really, and that's my prayer, is that everybody's hearing what we're saying and what we've been saying, how casual we are, you know, trying to be cute, trying to be funny. But we need to, you know, as my friend would say, check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. And maybe that's what we need to carry with us, is Hebrews 13:4. Keep it in front of us for a while, you know, and kind of like do the Benjamin Franklin sort of thing, where he would take a virtue for an entire week and say, okay, I'm going to really focus on this virtue. Maybe that's our prescription this week, is that we really focus on what we say to engage couples, and that marriage, you know, it should be honored by all. I mean, after all, look at what marriage is doing. I mean, it's the key component of our society, and look what's happened to marriage. You know, over 50% now, you know, get divorced. I mean, it's really turning into a roll the dice kind of opportunity here.
Mm-hmm. And really, it is a call to action for us to honor our marriage, make sure it's strong. Even if you're not in crisis in your marriage, you know, participate in marriage enrichment programs. You know, go to a marriage seminar once a year. Read a book on marriage. Be intentional about honoring your marriage so we can ultimately return marriage to its rightful place of honor within the church, within our society and our culture. Because you're right, Bill, that it's a key component of our society. It makes our world a better place.
And I know sometimes it's hard for couples to get together to have that moment where they kind of clear the slate, so to speak. And I had a dear friend that gave me some great advice, and she had a very, very successful marriage. I was envious of her marriage. And one of the things that her and her husband would do on an annual basis is they would get away and they would just talk about the past year. You know, how am I doing? How are you doing? What do you need? Is there anything that I'm missing? Have I lost sensitivity? What is going on? And so rather than get to that point to where, you know, it's some big explosion that happens, it was, you know, being a little bit more proactive, although some people might say a year, my goodness, you know, we need to meet every week. Well, quite possibly, you know, but, you know, whatever it takes, it's all a process, right?
Absolutely. You know, quarterly, whatever it looks like for you, make sure that you are being intentional. And I love the word you use, proactive, in your relationship. You know, whether that means that you're making sure you're sitting down and having a heart-to-heart conversation every day, or that you're, you know, having a date night every week. And for sure, you know, once a year, try to get away with your spouse. I know, you know, childcare, finances, that can be hard. You know, if you're going to spend money, spend it on your marriage, because it is worth spending. It's
exactly.
Worth investing in your relationship.
Well, and the thing is, when you realize that it's not just about you, it's what your kids are seeing. And what kind of marriage do you want your kids to be involved in, right?
Right. And, you know, as it says, marriage should be honored by all. That's including, it's a charge to parents to teach your kids to honor the institution of marriage, the covenant of marriage.
Well, Aaron, in the spirit of our conversation this morning of what not to say to an engaged couple, I want to encourage our listeners to carry with them Hebrews 13:4. Marriage should be honored by all. And thank you so much for honoring us, for the Smalley family. Regards to your husband, Greg. Thank you so much. Aaron Smalley, Program Manager of Marriage Ministries at Focus on the Family. Thank you, Aaron, for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Anytime, Bill.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.